On the phone today with us from Dallas, Texas, we have DJ JT Donaldson. Ahead of Record Store Day, which is on Saturday, he owns Josie Records and has been very involved in vinyl for a long time. JT, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. And I'm so excited to have you here to talk a little bit about records and vinyl and what's going on there. Now, you've been involved in all different kinds of music for a long time. I know that, you know, different styles of even more underground and dance music, but with an extensive knowledge in soul, funk, and jazz as part of your repertoire, can you tell me a little bit about your background and how vinyl played a part in it?
Well, yeah, you know, growing up in Dallas, I worked at record stores all throughout high school and, you know, kind of collecting records even, you know, at that age. Got a job at a shop then and kind of never looked back. I ended up opening a store last year with two of my buddies who I worked with back in those days. So I've known these guys for almost 20 years now. And, you know, we ended up just doing our own thing down the road, and it's been a nice little venture, you know.
Now, it's been successful, I'm assuming, because vinyl has gotten more and more popular over the years, to the point to where you started a record pressing plant in-house, right?
Well, actually, we took over a plant. There was a plant that was kind of one of the ones in the Southwest here in Dallas. It had been here for 50 years plus. Some of the earliest stuff that we got pressed as producers and DJs back in the day at the same plant. And it was kind of concern that it might go out of business. And my partners kind of jumped in and said, look, you know, we'd love to take it over and try to, you know, restore it and save it and, you know, keep the legacy going. And that's kind of what the process is at the moment. So it's a lot going on down here, but it's all in the name of vinyl and keeping it alive and, you know, just enjoying music and sharing the format, you know.
What are you seeing from producers in different styles of music, whether it be, you know, in the jazz world or other worlds where people are pressing vinyl? Is that ramping up?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the sales are ramping up. I think the packaging's ramping up. It's all around. The price is actually going up on these things as well. So, you know, it's a surge all the way around, I feel, you know. But it's been a really interesting thing. And then Record Store Day coming up, so you'll see a lot of, you know, special editions and things like that, of course.
Absolutely. And then over at josierecords.com, JT Donaldson, co-owner of that record store, looks like you guys have a lot of your own special stuff happening on Saturday for Record Store Day. After that, you're going to be flying out to perform at Milk Bar here in Denver, and I'm sure you'll be bringing, of course, a lot of your you know, soul and jazz and those kinds of influences into your sound. What do you say to people who want to go out and listen to music on vinyl? What do you think is the most important stuff to go look for?
You know, just whatever makes you, you know, attracted, whatever you feel, you know, it comes down to a personal feeling, really, I think. But, you know, with vinyl, it's just, you know, it's such a fun thing to explore. You can get the new stuff. You can go digging for old stuff. I like the dollar bins. They're really great for, you know, starting a collection. So, I mean, there's just so many different ways to acquire things, and that's kind of the thrill of it, to be honest, you know.
Hey, JT, it's Carlos. You know, you've been in the record business for a long, long time, and I'm just curious to get your impressions on this wild ride that not just people who collect records have been on, but the people who've been in the business like yourself, when it was all records, and then here comes the CD in the late 80s
to
early 90s, and then, of course, the record store has to kind of reinvent itself and be thinking ahead so that you can continue to serve a new clientele. So you kind of redo the store. You've got CDs, and here we are. Here we are, 2015.
We're back to it. Back around to vinyl again. That's what everybody wants.
No, it's amazing.
You know, there's very few people coming in looking for CDs these days.
Wow.
Young and old, they're all looking for. They want our own record. You know, so it's interesting. It's really cool to see. You know, But you know, it's wild. Never did I think it would happen. I'm seeing cassettes are trending again.
Cassettes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I doubt that you'll be playing any cassettes when you're here at the Milk Bar next Thursday night, April 21st, for your DJ event here in Denver. But we will appreciate the sound of somebody who's been in the music business and dealing with records for a long time, and we're looking forward to having you here. Thanks for being on KUVO as well today, JT Donaldson.
Thanks
Josie
for having
Records.
Me, guys.
Thanks.
All right, JT, happy Records Day weekend, I'll call it, because this thing just goes on and on.
That's right.
Thanks. It's good to hear from him. We've got, 13 ahead of 9 o'clock still to come, Stories of Standards. It'll be Joy Spring. Right now, let's check out this rendition of Lush Life. It's saxophonist Jesse Davis with this Billy Strayhorn classic.